car is the tranquility of being in an inner sanctum, almost.
A history of the world in 100 objects. Ife Head. A bronze statue from Nigeria. Probably 15th century.
I'm in the Africa Gallery looking at the Ife head. Or rather, he is looking at me. His head's a little smaller than life size and made of brass, which is now darkened with age. The shape of the face is an elegant oval, covered with finely incised vertical lines, but it's a facial scarring so perfectly symmetrical that it contains rather than disturbs the features. He wears a crown, a high beaded diadem with a striking vertical plume projecting from the top, and that's still got quite a lot of the original red paint. This is an object with extraordinary presence. The alert gaze, the high curve of the cheek, the lips parted as though about to speak, all these are captured with absolute confidence. To grasp the structure of a face like this is possible only after long training and meticulous observation. There's no doubt that this represents a real person, but this is reality not just rendered, but transformed. The details of the face have been generalized and abstracted to give an impression of repose. Standing face to face with this brass sculpture, I know that I'm in the presence of a ruler imbued with the high serenity of power. When Ben Okri, the Nigerian-born novelist, looks at the Ife head,